I was watching Dateline or something, and they had interviewed somebody who had had a serious illness, and she referred to it as battling the dragon. And I thought that was interesting. I hadn't heard somebody say that kind of phrase, especially on national TV. But the idea of these primal sources. So the sword is like Arthur. It's to be summoned up. In other words, it's a symbol. It's a, you know, like an ancient symbol of authority and everything. And it is to be summoned up by Merlin or somebody else when the time is right. So the sword, nice symbolism too, simply returns to its source. Comments other than the horrible soundtrack? Maybe it's just me. Somebody, Jeremy, you like the music? Been playing music much too loud, I feel like that. Comments, questions about the movie? I like it. I think it does a good job. We're going to pick back up with Candle in the Wind. It's about time. We're probably getting tired of Arthur at this point, so we're ready to kill him off. Let's get rid of all these people and go back to Chrétien, back to original material. We stopped, I think, on page 560, didn't we? Chapter 5. Is that where we stopped? This was just after Agravaine and Mordred have put Arthur in a bind by presenting him with this information to his face about Guinevere and Lancelot, so he cannot ignore it anymore. Again, everybody acknowledges that Arthur has this tremendous sense of justice. He has this tremendous sense of right, of what is right, in that he's going to be bound up, he's going to be limited in his action by these things. And so they said, well, you got to help us trap them. He said, no, I won't do that, but I will continue to act as I have before. So he goes off on a hunt. And Lancelot, you know, I don't see why he's going to see Gwen, because here he's dressed in his gay dressing gown, you know. I don't know if that's as opposed to his heterosexual dressing gown. Nah. Language is obviously change.